live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and they all are thankful for you, thankful for the opportunity to chat with you this morning, and for the prayers people are sending my way. I do need those, and I think we all need those. Got a note last night from one of our regular listeners who happens to be a pastor, and really kind of gratifying to know that maybe in my chimpanzee-like monkey sense of trying to convey the faith, maybe I once in a while, even a broken clock, I guess I got it right from one person's point of view, and that is that there is a belief in Christian faith that we are to follow the rules of leaders because God has put them in place. That's a legitimate Christian view. What my view on this has been is, in the United States of America, we our primary duty and allegiance is to the Constitution of the United States. That's our primary allegiance. And it is our primary governance. And in fact, we are called to not obey blatantly unconstitutional orders. So I think as long as we are being diligent in understanding our Constitution and in following it, and in the rare case, well, it's not so rare anymore, in the increasingly rare circumstances where courts, for instance, the illegitimate body in Olympia that has struck down the car tabs initiative in a ridiculous ruling, that's, I think that we as Christians are actually called to say, no, that met all the constitutional standards. No, it's not a multiple topic. No, it was not confusing. I think that we are called to go to the Constitution as our framework, because if we don't do that, we end up following totalitarianism, which is ungodly.
We are terrorized by the Klansman right here. We are terrorized by the Grand Wizard.
Who out there was? You don't know, because you ain't from here.
You setting fires in the street? No, that's violence.
Fake. I personally believe that the BLM movement is fake. It has nothing to do with advancing the lives of black people.
They want to break up the family home.
Exactly.
So.
Those are just some voices of black neighbors, mostly from the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Portland, saying that the domestic terror group Black Lives Matter Incorporated doesn't speak for them. And yet in Washington State is one state, and there's many others where you are forced as teachers to mimic the line that we are all right, that America is systemically racist. And that's ridiculous, because what is, if God forbid there was a neutron bomb and all the people in the United States were killed, that theory indicates it would still be a racist country. Because it's the systems. So it's a ridiculous notion. Secondly, it's cult-like in that you are expected to confess to things that you simply haven't done. And that people who won't confess to that, you're to banish in your life. It gets really scary when it gets to the level of government. A prosecutor in Washington State in San Juan County, the office of Randy Gaylord, an elected prosecutor, they are charging a retired couple with a petty crime of vandalism, truly petty. They vandalized Black Lives Matter signs that were abandoned on public property. And this prosecutor wants to force them to attend re-education classes. In other words, leftist indoctrination. We talked with their lawyer, Nick Powell.
My clients are in their 60s and 70s. They're a retired couple living out here in San Juan County. And they're accused of malicious mischief 3, which is a crime which is a misdemeanor. And what the prosecutor's office offered was that my clients would plead guilty, and in return, the prosecutor's office would allow them to do some community service. But in addition to the community service, they needed to take three college level classes, or one of three college level classes, which had to deal with racism and anti-racism. And strangely, one of the classes, I think it was the University of Colorado class, was a class to teach political activists how to defund the police. And this whole notion that you can have coerced political education, I think, is just completely anti-American and completely against the notions we have of freedom of thought and freedom of expression and not being subject to the state's request.
Nick Powart spoke with us, the attorney for this couple. In about 60 seconds, you will hear from the gentleman who wants to be attorney general of the state of Washington, Matt Larkin. We'll get his take on this legal situation in San Juan County and what Randy Gaylord, the elected prosecutor, is doing there. It's my understanding Gaylord's a good friend of Sideshow Bob Ferguson, the so-called attorney general of the state of Washington. Matt Larkin, about 60 seconds on the Todd Herman Show. We brought you yesterday an exclusive story. Talked to an attorney named Nick Power, who represents a retired couple. I've later learned now they're on fixed income. And they're alleged to have made a dumb decision to vandalize some Black Lives Matter signs left or abandoned in a public right-of-way. But the office of the prosecutor up there, Randy Gaylord, has decided to charge them with assault for a misdemeanor and demand that unless they want to drain their bank accounts going to trial, they must attend leftist indoctrination. So I wanted to get on the phone to talk to someone who might have a different point of view on how to handle cases like this. He's running to be attorney general of the state of Washington. Matt Larkin joins us on the Todd Herman Show. Matt, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Todd. Glad to be back.
Yeah, so I know you haven't studied this case, but I know you're aware of this, that a county prosecutor feels empowered to force people to go through anti-racism training, as they call it, which I think is racism, at a college level in exchange for not putting them through a trial. I'm curious what you think about this as an attorney.
It's a sign of the times, Todd. This is a sign of the times. This is where we're at now. And it feels very, very eerily similar to some of the other these dictatorships that we've seen around the world. When if you don't share a worldview of a government, they put you into mandatory re-education, quote unquote, training. It reminds me of Mao's China, and it's really scary. I'm sure you see similar things in North Korea. This is the first step to a lot of persecution that's coming our way if we let this get out of hand. And it's absolutely mind-blowing to me that they can leverage private citizens' trial. This is how they leverage their plea deals now, apparently, which seems extremely unethical to me.
No, and it's crazy. And we had Nick Power on, the attorney for this couple. He's a Democrat. And he said, hey, look, I've got a Black Lives Matter sign in my yard. But this seems so bizarre to me that I'm going to defend these people. And I wonder, to what degree does and I understand, by the way, the prosecutor there, it's my understanding, is a good friend of what I call Sideshow Bob, our part-time attorney general, Bob Ferguson. And to what degree does a Ferguson – Bob Ferguson set sort of the tone of jurisprudential theory for Democrats in this state?
Well, as one of the most famous Democrats of all time said, the buck stops with me, Harry Truman. And it's about time that this attorney general started owning some of the stuff that he's doing and some of the tone that he's setting by being silent on the CHOP situation, by being silent on the defund movement. Silence is violence, to use some of the left's lingo. This stuff has to be called out from the top. And that's the problem. It's not. Our attorney general, Bob Ferguson, has been silent on this stuff. And silence is permission for them to keep pushing this radical agenda and doing things like this.
And I was comparing the case of a florist who served for years, a couple guys who are gay men, and they came in and bought flowers from her. That she knew them. And then one day they said, hey, would you do our wedding? And she's described, man, it was really painful for me to say, wow, I can't do that because it's my faith. And hey, I'd sell you any of the flowers here, but I just can't do that. And they took that okay. And then the activists got involved, and we know the end, that Sideshow Bob used his office to crush her. And I'm comparing Randy Gaylord's actions here with this couple who made a bad decision. I think it's graduated from I will crush your conscience to I will install a new one.
Sure. I you see the similarity because it's bullying. It's bullying from the elected officials. In this case, it's the elected prosecutor. And in the Arlene's Flowers case, it was from the elected attorney general. And that one, Bob Ferguson argued personally in front of the Supreme Court. He was so passionate about that. That's the problem. And the best way to think about this, Todd, is to reverse it. What if we had a radical activist attorney general who was right wing and he was doing something like this? What would the left be saying? They would be pulling their hair out, screaming about this, that it's not fair, that we're indoctrinating. Just imagine it was reversed, the tables were turned. It would look so outrageous. It would not even be, it would be on Seattle Times headline, front page.
Right.
But instead, it's buried right now because this is the new state of the state that we're living in.
No, it's absolutely remarkable. And in dealing with Ferguson and the differences that you two have, I've heard that the Democrats view Bob Ferguson as sort of an opportunist, not very much of an ideologue. How do you describe yourself? Are you an ideologue, or how do you describe your philosophy of jurisprudence and governance?
Sure. Well, I think it's the Attorney General's office of all offices. There needs to be an even-handedness brought back to it. And it's about law and justice. It's about equality for everybody. It's not about pushing one agenda or another. And Bob Ferguson has made this the most partisan Attorney General's office in the history of the state. And even Democrats don't refute that. They nod and they say, yeah, he has, but he's fighting Trump. Okay. Well, regardless, it's not meant to be an office that fights a president of one power solely. It's meant to represent all of Washingtonians, regardless of your political worldview, whether you're a conservative or a liberal or a Democrat or a Republican. It should represent you equally. And Rob McKenna did that very well. Even Chris Gregoire, to her credit, did that very well. But this attorney general has veered it off course. And I would veer it back on course. It doesn't matter what your worldview is. It needs to serve everybody equally. It doesn't need to persecute certain people who don't fit the worldview of the office holder. That's outrageous. It should never be used. It should never be hijacked to punish people who disagree with the worldview of the attorney general. And that's the difference. That's the key difference, Todd, between me and this AG, my opponent. I view it as everybody's office. I am a servant of the entire state, of over 7.5 million people. I work for them. They don't work for me. And I'm not the bully that goes around and beats up people who don't agree with me. Justice applies equally to everybody. And I would have, I would have enforced laws equally and evenly. And that would mean that we're cleaning up our streets because laws are not being enforced evenly and equally right now. We have a lot of selective enforcement. And that's why things are so out of control in our state. That's why you've seen these rising crime levels through the roof. That's why you've seen Seattle literally burning down because we're not enforcing our laws equally. We're going after things that seemingly don't matter nearly as much as things that should matter a lot more. We've had nearly 2,000% increase in human trafficking over the last 8 years of Bob Ferguson's time as AG. Why is no one talking about this? Why aren't we doing something about this? This is a real problem, and there's a lot more statistics I could rattle off, but we have real problems here, and it's about enforcing our laws and making our communities safer. That's what I would be focusing on.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I would ask, you know, we talked about this this thing in San Juan County, which is, I think, symptomatic of a tone. I would ask Bob Ferguson to issue a statement on this and just say, hey, look, we're not going to be in the business of forcing, basically charging people with thought crimes. I mean, I would just expect
sure.
the states.
Right. Sure.
I mean,
that's exactly right. It's a thought
yeah.
crime.
Right.
And what if it was any Democratic yeah. legislator's kids and the Republican a Republican prosecutor arrested them and said, oh, you have to go to right-wing indoctrination training.
Yeah.
They would be livid.
Yeah, well, I would just, you brought up AG, you know, the right doing this. If AG Barr was to take all these people that have been arrested for actual legitimate domestic terrorism, attempting to murder police and burning down buildings and threatening people in their homes and blinding federal officers and to say, okay, you can have 15 years in prison, or you can go for 1 year to Heritage Foundation sponsored classes.
Yeah.
I mean, you, Bob Ferguson would run sprinting to television cameras to announce his lawsuits. Right. So let me ask as we close out.
It would be a speech from a podium, and he'd be blasting it in press releases and yeah. fundraising letters. And,
yeah.
But when it's reversed, it doesn't matter. It's buried yeah. and it's accepted, and we just have to deal with it as Republicans, I guess.
Yeah, it's remarkable. As we close out with Matt Larkin, who's running to be Attorney General of the state of Washington, Maine, we'd be blessed to have him as our AG. Go through in just a couple minutes. You talk about the chaos in the anarchist city of Seattle, which, you know, these domestic terror groups are running wild. If push comes to shove, what can an AG do to say, hey, look, you guys are going to have to enforce the laws?
There's a lot we can do as AG. First, you use that big podium that my opponent's so fond of using, and you blast it from the rooftops. You make it public. You say, get your act together, or we're going to do something to do it for you. Then you can lobby the legislator. That's another avenue that you have as Attorney General. You could sit down with legislators and lobby your case. Change some of these laws. Force laws to be passed. Force new laws to be passed that will require cities to meet a certain threshold of prosecutions. There's all sorts of things. Then, if push comes to shove, you can actually take some legal action. If it's harming the Washingtonians, look at this lawsuit. There's a $3 billion, yes, billion with a B, against the city of Seattle, the state of Washington, and King County, a billion each for the negligence of CHOP that led to the really tragic death of a young African-American man in CHOP who bled out because paramedics couldn't get to him in time. His dad is suing for $3 billion. The city, the county, and the state will end up settling that for a fortune. And that costs our money. That's taxpayers' money. So these are things that directly affect us. So if it's directly affecting the taxpayers or harming taxpayers, like if the business owners or the private citizens who are living in CHOP, and I'm just picking on CHOP right now, If they view that their rights are harmed, their due process rights of owning a business or walking down the street or being safe in their neighborhoods, if those things are harmed, then yes, as Attorney General, you can bring legal action to protect the citizens of your state. And that may mean protecting them from the very cities that they live in. So there are a lot of things you can do. But leading on the issue, Todd, is what people are hungry for. That's what will make the biggest difference. We just need an Attorney General to stand up for what's right and stand up for law, stand up for safe communities, and do something about this stuff. At least acknowledge that there's a problem. And our current Attorney General won't even acknowledge that there's a problem with anything. If you talk to him, you would think the Washington is the safest, most wonderful place in the world. And it's not. We have real issues here. And from day one, I would roll up my sleeves and try to fix these things.
Yeah, and I know you would. Matt Larkin's been with us. He's running to be Attorney General. Matt, just real quick to close out, how do people get in touch with you if they're ready to help the campaign? I know we got to vote, Matt Larkin, but what can we do in these closing days to help you win?
Great. Well, thanks for asking that. We've got a website where you can connect with us. It's mattlarkin4ag.com. You can volunteer there. Our volunteer numbers are shooting through the stratosphere right now, which is great. You can donate. We need money, frankly. There's no other way to put it, Todd. We need money to get our ads up on the air. Our message is great. We have a solid message that appeals not just to Republicans. It's a message that appeals to everyone. But we have to have the money to put them up on the air for the final 2 weeks. So donate. You can request signs. You can read more about me. All of that can be done at my website. And then just tell everyone you know. Get out. Tell them about me and tell them about the contrast between my opponent and I. And tell them to vote, vote, vote. That's the important part. We can win this thing. We've got Bob Ferguson's numbers. The latest poll showed him under 50%. He's at 49%, and we're closing the gap. So it's exciting right now.
All right, let's get involved. Make sure you vote for Matt Larkin. Make sure you tell your friends to vote for Matt Larkin. And if you can afford it and you can pop in $100 or just whatever you can, let's make a donation to Matt Larkin. Matt, appreciate you coming on the Todd Herman Show. And I hope that I hope Sideshow Bob will take up your challenge to denounce what Randy Gaylor is doing in this office. We appreciate having you on.
Hey, I hope you're right, too. Thanks, Todd.
All right, Todd Herman Show will continue. We'll check traffic now with Right Way Traffic.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
My dog. I think our big dog wants to be on the radio. Should just let her in. Do the show from home right now because it's all remote. I appreciate that. 800-465-8770. That's how to text in to us. We love to hear from new texters. If you're new, please give yourself a nickname when you're writing. I always start from the top of the emails the text messages. I'm going to start from the bottom today because I just want everybody to get in. On the Democrats and Biden and the Harris-Biden campaign, Pelosi's dentures. The leadership and all those within the Democrat Party have been pushing for the last 3 weeks to get voters to send their ballots in early and not wait until the last week. Look at all that has come out against Biden and how the MSM has tried to defend him and his family dealings. Another reason to not vote too early. Unless you're voting for sanity and reason by voting for Trump nationally and Republicans locally. Yeah, and by the way, in Washington State, in fact, nationally, I suggest that you go drop your ballots off in a lockbox. I would not trust the Postal Union. No offense. I know there's a lot of Postal Service workers who listen to this show. 99% of you keep your head down. You do your job. And by the way, I've never met a postal person I didn't like. Loved our, our postal person here I like. I'm weird. I make a habit of getting to know the postal workers. But all it takes is a little bit. And this with forced mail voting, this is going to be fraud central. So I also suggest you don't vote too early if you're a Republican, particularly because the Democrats in Washington state have perfected the recount system. If you lose one recount, count again. If you lose the second recount, count again. When do you stop counting? When you win. Then it's final. No more recounts after you win. That's how they do it here. And the guy who did that for Chris Gregoire, who was a Democrat who stole an election in Washington state from a guy named Dino Rossi, the guy who ran that election has been promoted effectively and is now fixing elections in the state of California. His name is Dean Logan. See, my uncle is a Sat-5 Apollo engineer. Look at that. Hi. Don't forget to emphasize. Joe Biden was using his family at their risk to make a profit, using his son to participate in illegal activity. That's a strong point. That's a very strong point. I didn't think about that. That's true. Because, of course, dealing with China, the regime, those are potentially deadly dealings. And mobsterism in and of itself can make you wake up dead. That's a strong point. Very good. On the topic of Matt Larkin, we just talked with him. He, in Washington State, hopes to replace the guy I consider to be the most dangerous politician here. Jay Inslee, I mean, David Postman runs Jay Inslee. That's his chief of staff, makes all of Inslee's political decisions, runs, as I understand it, good portions of Jay's, you know, sort of personal life, etc. David Postman. He hates having his name on the radio, David Postman does. He's staff run. Jay doesn't do things except get on the TV. That's it. Sideshow Bob, his policy show, he just uses his office to crush opponents and reward friends. A completely un-American notion to use the law that way. Matt Larkin hopes to replace Sideshow Bob, not Mike Bothell. Breaking news, right-wing judge sentences leftist to listen to... Think about this. Breaking news, right-wing judge sentences leftist activists to listen to the Todd Herman Show every day for 3 months. I love that. See, that's exactly what Randy Gaylord's office, he's the elected prosecutor in San Juan County who's invented for himself the right to force people to attend leftist indoctrination sessions. That's if right-wing people wanted to be totalitarian, that would be how to do it. That's great. Mindy from Ballard, great interview with Matt Larkin. Please remind people to write in Joshua Freed, if they're praying people, pray for Washington. I don't want to move. Yes, pray for Washington State, absolutely. Write in Josh Freed. You have to, where you're voting for lieutenant governor, you'll see that there's two Democrats. Below that's a slot for a write-in. You must fill in the bubble, okay, color the bubble in, and then write Joshua Freed, two E's. Ninja Bruce, say Todd. On the couple, the prosecutor hopes to force to take re-education class. Hear me out. Maybe it would be good to have more people on the inside with respect to some of these far left issues. One of the ways that we found out about Nazi concentration camps was by people who had been in them and escaped. By taking the good activist course and learning firsthand their tactics word for word, we might expose them to the light. Just a thought. Go sign up. Bruce, do it. Listen, Bruce, Ninja Bruce, you can be an undercover correspondent for the Todd Herman Show. Go do it. I love that idea. COVID. Judge Wild, to Todd from Judge Wild, clowns are good, giving charitable people who bring joy to adults and children at community events and even at the children wards in the hospital. Please do not use the term clown with derogatory intent. Use your extensive and precise vocabulary to describe terrible people. Excellent. How about skilled suppliers of skullduggery, something like that? Sarah in Yelm, my 93-year-old mom lives in a facility which follows all the mandates, and she's tested positive for COVID. She's healthy and still asymptomatic, thank the Lord. It's a virus, the unfortunate fact that gets around even when the vulnerable are protected. Yes, it does. It gets on people's clothes. It gets in their hair. It gets on their shoes. It gets in the fur of your dog. It gets on plastic. It gets on walls. The number one place people get the COVID is at home. Sarah, may God continue to heal your mother. Thank you for that. The Unmasked Patriot, pastors, you've let the government put out the light of the world. You have shut down your churches, limited your congregations to mask wearers, limited the number of congregants who hear Jesus preached. You've shut yourselves in a basement. Stand up, men of God, to be the beacon of light. Shed your masks of tyranny. Put on the armor of God and repel the darts of the devil. Stand up, patriots. Fully agree. Churches should not be shut down. Every single church should open. And John Roberts, who used to be a Supreme Court justice, long ago abandoned that role, and he's now a virtue signaling. I don't know. I believe he's compromised, and I don't know how. I just know that the night before the first Obamacare decision, that person as close to the Supreme Court, as close to being a justice on the Supreme Court as you can be without being a justice, told me they got to Roberts, he's going to flip. Todd, only 61 cases of flu have been reported to labs over the last 2 weeks, according to a report by Laura Ingram. This time last year, there were 1,251. Where has the flu gone? Watch for most flu-related deaths to be laundered as COVID deaths, where COVID deaths spike, flu deaths disappear. Yeah, we've been talking about that, show dogger, for quite a while. As a matter of fact, most deaths from the COVID weren't from the COVID at all. In fact, right now, for the past two-week period, about 83% of deaths reported by the CDC as COVID aren't. They're lockdown-related. We'll talk about that later this week. In fact, I'm going to bring someone on who's been tracking the flu environment. We didn't get him on the past 2 days. Want to know why? Ron DeSantis is trying to hire him. How many independent data analysts do we bring on the show who end up becoming either like working for the White House or in this case, Ron DeSantis may hire this gentleman. Looks like he will. Media. On the topic of media, CrossFit Country Boy, To Kill a Mockingbird Media, starring John Trump. Got it. You know what? I hate to admit this. I can't stand that book or that movie. I get it. It's a great message. Love the message. Great teaching. But I just can't get there with the book. It's just like, it's blocky, kind of just, it doesn't appeal to me. There's other books like that everybody think are great. And I just, like, some of them are classics, and I can't get there. I tried. I've read it 3 times. Seattle Slim, the AP has been in a partnership with the Juana News Agency, the mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party, for quite a while. Shame on you for mentioning them. What? Me? Shame on me mentioning the AP? Did you hear, Seattle Slim, how I mentioned them? I mocked them completely because they pretend to see the future. They pretend they can fact-check the future. Incredible. Andy, the Rance Report is like Pete Townsend joining Led Zeppelin on stage. Love KTTH. Bow, 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 bow. Just love that. Thank you, Andy. Puyallup. Yay, congratulations, Jason. I was happy to participate in the cause. You're truly the best. Next to Rush, of course. Love you guys, but respect Pro Trucker Paul. Oh, yeah. So Jason won, was recognized for Back the Blue Award. Last night, he got to give a speech. In fact, it's on his Twitter. You can go to @JasonRants on Twitter, and you can watch that speech. Antifa and BLM. Paul Allop, like Puyallup. Paul Allop. Good morning, Todd. I'm a little sad to hear you say that you apologize to an Antifa terrorist. Well, I do consider Crystal Marx to be Antifa and terroristic, and her policies would show that. I apologize because I got something wrong. And I will always be first to apologize if I get something wrong. Otherwise, I just lose all credibility. Because sometimes things are wrong. Sometimes you screw up. Need to be able to admit that. Pitching Coach 1, good morning. In the latest anti-racist session at my school happened this last Wednesday. We were told that we are no longer allowed to use the phrase lower taxes because it's now considered a dog whistle at our school. Yes, nothing says racism like spending money aimlessly and wasting it. Oh, sorry, not doing that. Yeah, I get confused. It's racist to not do that. Sorry, got it all worked out now. I will get in touch with the prosecutor, Randy Gaylord, and go to my leftist indoctrination session. We'll come up, back up, I should say. Wrap the show up today with a personal note next on the Todd Herman Show.
Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, I think it's kind of a cool thing when a modern song, a song that you haven't heard, can just bring you to your knees. Now, I actually need to bring my computer back up. This happened to me recently. This is a song my daughter introduced to me. And I was wrapping up a workout. You know, it was a long rowing workout. So row as far as you can in an hour. It actually gets kind of grueling. And stretching out. The sun came on. Just turn that up.
And start again. You've got a second chance. You could go home. Escape it all. It's just irrelevant.
Just gets to this message, just brought something to me.
Just medicine. It's just medicine. You could still be what you want to, what you said you were when I.
When I met you. You know, when you grow up in a place and you haven't been in that place for a long time, and you'll meet people that you knew when
and you knew them before the load of the world hit them. And sometimes people carry such weight, it can just crush them. And when you haven't seen someone for 35 years, but it was someone you were really close to when you were kids, and you don't recognize them. I got off the rower and I was just caked in sweat, and I had to escape somewhere and weep. You never see someone all those years later. Sometimes it's they look old, like I look old, like you look old. You see someone years later and, ah, man, they're grown-ups. There's a guy I went to school with. Ran into him at a gas station. And I wouldn't have known it was him. And he's a guy who graduated with offers from engineering schools around the world. And a guy who was just so evidently smart. And when I saw him, like, at the gas station, I'm ashamed to say, all I saw was a tweaker with neck tattoos. From all the medicine. From all the medicine. Medicine. He noticed me. And I heard my last name, Herman. And I turned around at the gas pump. It took me 10 seconds. David. I said, oh, no. He told us when we were kids, when he would go into his house, his parents' house, and get high at lunch, that it was medicine. And now that I saw him again, I realized we never recognized the brilliance for the insanity. That I look back with my interactions with him and I realized this man is probably borderline personality disorder. Probably never diagnosed. Probably never treated, and I'm looking at him, and I just went to shake hands, turned into a bro hug, and he just looked at me and said, I never got off the medicine, man. And can I help? He's my age. I just ask that you pray for David and all the people right now, with just small percentages of us with undiagnosed issues like this. Will you pray with me about that? The Great Rush Limbaugh program is next. We're also praying for Rush. I hope I get a chance to talk with you tomorrow on this radio station, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. podcasts everywhere. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.